Right, Alan, let's
open
have
my box.
Let's
just see what's in
the box. What's in the box? Let's bring it through here. What's in the box? What's in the box?
When you put it down, I will tell you. I will open it because I'm a driver.
Right.
Do that.
Oh, it's the lid from the book box.
The you can be Mrs. Mabry, can't you?
Mrs. Mabry?
Yeah.
Right.
So, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Big Box Man.
Hello, Big Box Man. Do you remember Mrs. Mabry coming to see us?
Yeah, it says, hello, Big Box Man.
Hello, Big Box Man.
So, what's in here? Is it a big lorry?
Is it a big lorry? What's in the box, Thomas?
Not a bike.
Not a bicycle?
No, not a train set.
No. What is in the box?
I won't tell you. You ask me. Numbers? No.
I've got to ask you. Mm. I think it might be Purdy. Is Purdy in the box?
Let me just say no.
No.
Something heavy.
Something heavy?
Not a box.
It's not your bicycle, is it?
No.
Oh, it's not Daddy, is it? Is that being silly? I wish this was on video because you've got a beautiful expression on your face.
Not toes.
It's not full of sweets, is it? Biscuits? Bottles of juice? I don't think there's anything in that box.
There is. Something with round shapes, like this box.
Something with round shapes? Oranges?
No. Like this big circle, like that.
Cakes?
No.
I don't think there's anything in the box.
Now you go straight through this line and I open it and you can shut your eyes.
Right. I've got my eyes closed. It's the lid of the book box, of course. That's not a circle, Thomas. That's a rectangle.
Circle.
I don't think so.
Please. You know what, Mrs. Mabry? That's for you.
Is it? Do you remember Mrs. Mabry coming to see us?
Yeah.
I think it was in August she came, you know. It's quite a while ago now. And what happened? We went to meet her at the station, didn't we? She was coming from Piccadilly Station, from York to Piccadilly Station.
Excuse me, Mum.
Yes.
So what, you want this box, do you?
Not on my knee, thank you. I think it's fine on the floor.
Right.
And do you remember the day we went to pick her up at the station and help her with the suitcases?
Hello. Hello. Want this to take away and make it pull up?
Yes, please.
I won't put it in the rubbish tin. I just put it in there. This in there.
We've got the air that Mummy puts on the radiators to wear the clothes, haven't we?
How?
I don't think that would fit in there. That's a little bit too big in the box, isn't it? Do you know what the box is in its original address?
No.
Daddy's printer for his computer.
I know.
But we're having a bit of sort out in the loft. And that's one of the boxes that we've brought out of the loft to go in the rubbish bin.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I play with it?
Well, you can play with it. You seem to be having a lot of fun with it, don't you?
And so what's in this box? What's in this box?
Well, at the moment I can see what's in the box because you haven't managed to close the lid, have you?
No. Just change, say, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Area.
Yeah. An area? It's an area.
Say, it's a bike.
Is it a bicycle?
Just wrapping it up.
Are you wrapping it up like a Christmas present?
Something very large, too.
Two very large things, an elephant and a lion. No, larger than an elephant. No, I bet it's Joe and Becky's pushchair. No, did you shake your head, answer me?
No.
I bet it's the lid of the box and the clothes area.
Shut your eyes.
Yes.
And down the seat.
Oh, this is the lid of the box. Thank you.
And... Ta-da!
The clothes area.
You can't have that. I can have this.
And then what are we going to do with it?
I'm going to just see if there's any crocodiles.
Do you think there will be some crocodiles in the book box?
Might be.
I hope not.
Just put it in the lemon and just see nobody pinches it.
Well, there's nobody here with us, so I don't think anybody could pinch it, could they?
I just need to put a box away. Just put it on that one on your lap.
Right, well, let me sit up if you're going to put some books on my lap.
There.
Thank you.
There.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice book, isn't it?
There. This is going to make a big smile, but then I can't see your face.
Oh, thank you. Was it nice when you can't see my face?
Yes.
Oh, Thomas. That's a book about telling the time. In fact, in
what's
this...
that all about?
Oh, that's the wheels on the bus. Most of the books in this box are books that we can do things
round
with.
Round and round, 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 round. Now we need to do the doors on the bus, shall we?
You need to do the doors on the bus.
Where does it open?
Oh, shall we read the whole book?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go to the table? And we'll take the book with us. We'll read it, though. We won't see it. I'll just move the box out of the way.
Look, there's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes.
Can I sit?
Can you sit in this chair?
Alright.
I'll sit next to you.
That lady wants to get off, doesn't she?
Is she? Yeah, no. We've not been on the bus for a while, have we?
No.
Right, so are we sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Oh. Where's the microphone gone?
Boom.
Do you know what we've done, Thomas? We've moved through here and not brought the microphone with us. Oh dear. The pop is up there. I hope that's all right now.
Yeah, we need to do that.
It's a nuisance. Forgetting that. Right, let's start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now this is the Wheels on the Bus book. We can sing it.
I don't want to.
Right, this says the wheels on the bus go round and round. Round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
All day long.
All day long. What can you see on this picture?
Motorbike. What's that?
It's a yellow taxi by the looks of it.
That bicycle.
That's quite funny,
dog.
You should be.
Sorry.
Silas, it's quite funny you should be talking about Mrs. Maybury because the dog went to pick her up at the station. You remember? That we've been reading a book.
So now shall we do our wipers?
Yes. We've been reading
a door.
We've been reading a book about yellow taxis, haven't we? And I said, we don't tend to get yellow taxis in this country. It's in America. And we went to pick Mrs. Maybury up from the station. What did we see?
Yellow taxis.
Three yellow taxis all in one day. Right, the next verse, the doors on the bus go open and shut. Open and shut.
Well, how are those days ones?
Well, you pull that tag. That man's about to get on the bus. Look, what's he got in his hand?
Yeah. A guitar. So I'm to get on this bus, do you?
Yes, please. Oh, thank you. The doors are open. Now let this little girl get off first. What's she got in her hand?
I don't know.
Looks like she's got a toy bus on a string, one of those pull-along toys. And there's a lady sitting on the bus with a canary in a cage, look.
Got him, Mum?
Oh, yes, sorry, just let me get in. I think that gentleman with the guitar's before me, isn't he? Or shall I get in first?
First.
Okay, excuse me, Mum, with the guitar. Up the steps I go. One, two, three. Now, the driver doesn't look as if he's interested in taking my money, does he?
Does what?
His head looking straight ahead, isn't it? His face. Who do you know with
man
guitars?
Man got in there, then.
Quick, there's other people queuing up for the bus. Look, there's a lady here with a baby in a sling. And look at this lady at the back. She's rushing to catch the bus with her shopping. What's she got in her bags?
There's two ladies.
Oh, poor lady, and she's got bananas, and it looks like a cauliflower or a lettuce. Mummy,
you were waiting for a bus, wasn't you? I was there, so where's my bus? Then, bam, here is one. Look, there's a man with a dog.
Oh, yes. He looks as if he's falling over. Is he rushing for the bus as well?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on the last minute today, aren't they? What number buses is it?
Let me just see. Number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
What number buses do we catch?
Mummy. Oh, good. It's my bus. Mummy.
Yes.
Please can I get on a bus?
Of course you can.
No, me. Not me, because I'm the driver.
Oh, are you?
So please can I get in? There's money. There's your ticket.
Thank you. Where's the bus going to?
It's going to Stockport.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's usually the 42 we get to Stockport, isn't it?
It won't be take long. Just wait where my clock goes to the bottom. Then it's, I will stop.
When your clock goes to the bottom, it will stop.
There we go.
Right, where do you think the little girl's going with the bus?
She's going to Stockport, Cheshire.
She's going to Stockport, Cheshire, is she? Is she going to do some shopping in Stockport?
Yes.
What do you think she's going to Alphabet Zoo? Because that's in Stockport, isn't it?
Mm. I don't know where she's going. Where do you want to go?
I'd like to go to the library, please.
Yes, I do stop at the library.
You do you?
I do.
Good. Shall we turn the page and see what's happening on the bus on the next page? Better close the doors, otherwise the people are going to get cold and they might fall off.
Might fall off.
What's the next page? What's on it? Oh, the people on the bus step out and in.
How do you do this?
You pull this little sticker here and look. Oh, this is the lady that was running for the bus that you said couldn't go on. Look, she's got all this shopping. She's got lots of things in her bag. She's got on the bus, she's gone up the steps. She's about to put the money in the driver's machine, look, ticket machine, isn't she?
Yeah.
And do you know what the driver's saying? She gets on, he's saying, what's he saying?
All aboard.
All aboard, and he's saying, move along, please.
Move along, please, move along, please. What's on the next page?
All right, we'll see what's on the next page. Ooh, the windows on the bus slide up and down.
What do you do first?
No, that's the windows on that side, Thomas. What the wipers? I tell you what, it's a wet day, because have you seen that poor person there waiting for a bus with her red umbrella? She's splashed, hasn't she? It's the windows of the bus go up and down. I would imagine that if it's a hot day and it's raining, people inside the bus are getting a bit, it's hot in here.
Excuse me, Mum. It's all rainy, got in jail and swish, wash.
This is the problem. Everybody on the bus is probably very hot because there are lots of passengers, so they open the windows and then it's raining and the rain's coming in and splashing them, so they're going to have to close them again.
It's a sunny day now.
Is it a sunny day? Oh, but on this page it says the wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish. So if they're going swish, 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 I don't think it can be sunny, can it?
It could now.
It could still be sunny and rainy at the same time, couldn't it? And then what happens?
Mummy, you've got to on, Mum. Then the sun shined and it started to rain.
And what happens when the sun comes out and the rain starts?
Don't know.
What happens in the sky?
Don't know.
What do we see in the sky?
Don't know.
When the sun's shining and it's raining.
Oh no, it's coming near a bus driver's lip.
How is it? How about a rainbow?
Look! Oh, Mum.
There's a rainbow. Look on that picture. We see that, don't we? Do you want to go to the next page?
Yeah.
Oh, look, the bus is actually going to Orange Street.
Orange
Street. The riders on the bus go bumpity bump, bumpity bump, bumpity bump. The riders on the bus go
bumpity bump
all day long. Oh dear. Look, that lady's there with her baby. She doesn't look very happy. And the man at the back's trying to read his paper and have a cup of tea. I think he's going to spill it, don't you? Mm. Look what's happening here to this man. What's he got in his bag?
No.
Some kittens. Mm. And one of them looks as if it's bumped out of the bag.
Where?
There, this white one. Look. Bumpity bump, bumpity bump. Oh dear.
Look.
Oh, steady, darling. Careful.
Let's see what's on the next page.
Okay, we'll turn over. One, two, three. Ah, now then. Babies on the bus cry, wah, 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 wah. That's right, as you're moving the little tab there, can you see all the babies' mouths opening to go wah, wah, wah? Mm. And the mummies are rocking them, aren't they? Trying to comfort them.
Let's do a bus page, but you can get on. Shall we? Or to get on, passenger.
Oh, yes, please.
There you go. You know where we go?
You know where we're going?
We'll pass your house and straight for a village. And we stop at sweetie shop.
Oh, that's a surprise, isn't it?
I want to go there to get some sweeties.
Who am I buying sweets for?
Me.
Who's me?
Me. I told the bus driver.
Who's the bus driver?
When tomorrow it's my birthday and that's a present for me.
It isn't your birthday tomorrow. Your birthday is on
just pretending.
Oh, pretending, are we right?
Hello.
Okay. Right, bus driver, how many pennies is it to go to the sweet shop on your bus, please? 3 pennies. 1 penny. 2 pennies. 3 pennies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I have a ticket, please?
Yes. There's your money.
Thank you.
And there's your change.
Thank you.
There's your ticket.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll open the doors now.
Thank you.
Oh.
Lovely. Right. On I get. I think I would have had to have got on the bus actually to have paid the driver, don't you?
Hello.
Hello.
You can have 1 money, 2 money, 3 money.
Oh, I see. It costs more, does it, when you're actually on the bus? 1 penny, 2 pennies, 3 pennies, 4 pennies.
Thank you.
Thank you, driver.
There's your ticket.
Thank you so much.
And you got some tickets. I got lottery ones.
It's a lottery ticket, is it?
There you go.
Thank you. Thomas, the bus driver, is this a ticket just to take me one way to the sweetie shop or will it allow me to drive back home again? Is it a return ticket?
Yes, you can. I will go to the sweetie shop and I will let you go back.
Oh, right. It's a return ticket. That's lovely. That's all I want to know. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Right.
I'm not driving yet. Just shutting my ticket thing. Get on, Mum.
I'm on. Can you see that little dirty handprint on the door? Somebody with dirty hands has been getting on the bus, haven't they?
Yeah.
There's a lot of aeroplanes today. Can you hear them?
Yeah. I'm going to shut the door. You know what? Get your handbag on and you know what? The door's trapped.
I've got my handbag on? Yes. And the door's closed and trapped my handbag, did they?
But he was crying and crying. We're at the sweet shop and we're opening them now. What was the problem?
I think the problem was my handbag was trapped in the doors.
Just then you left them on a bus. Cry, Mum. Hello, what's the problem?
Well, I've had my handbag trapped in the bus all the way here and now I've left it on the bus.
Doesn't matter. A driver said, "Take this handbag." And I just opened the doors. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Let me give you a kiss, Thomas the bus driver. That's nice.
I won't trap him again. But get him a bus, Mum, again. And just turn your left him on a bus. It was just sitting just there, then Ella left it. Cry, Mum.
What have I left? My handbag with the sweets we just bought at the shop?
Not my present, just the envelope and your handbag and your purse.
I've left an envelope. Did that have your birthday card in it?
Yeah.
An envelope, my handbag and my purse. I'm a careless mummy, aren't I?
I'd cry.
I think I would cry if I'd left all that on the bus.
Cry, Mum.
Oh, you've not driven off with all my things still.
Yeah. Oh. Now, what's the problem?
I've left my envelope, my handbag and my purse on the bus.
It doesn't matter. You just blow my sleeves up.
You're wearing your sleeves up, are you?
That. There you go.
Oh, thank you, bus driver. Thank you so much.
It's my birthday today.
Is it? Happy birthday, bus driver.
Hello.
Can I give you a kiss for your birthday?
Yeah. Oh. I've not finished it yet. I've not finished my birthday.
Haven't you? Well, shall we have a party for your birthday?
Everybody can get on. Can I give me my present now?
Yes, here's your present.
Thank you.
Very well.
Now you see what's in it. Those are not sweet.
No, they're not sweeties, are they? Do you know what these are?
Yeah, letters.
Letters, aren't they?
Get them, Mummy.
They're little magnets to put on the fridge door.
Oh, this doesn't be in there, does it?
It's not a letter, but it's a fridge magnet, isn't it? What is it? A roller?
What's that?
It looks like an oil tanker.
Yeah, I can see a fire again. No. Silly old boss.
Just a minute, we'll have to pause because the battery's gone on the other microphone now.
This Mummy, it's a smell mixing. I've got a dead old number. Oh, Mum. Daddy, look, you left my present. Cry, Mum.
I tell you what, I'm very, very careless, aren't I? I keep losing things and leaving things on the bus.
Mummy, hello. What? Did you cry? Hello, what's the problem?
I bought a beautiful present for my little boy, Thomas, and I've left it on the bus.
I'm Thomas the bus driver.
Well, Thomas the bus driver, please could you help me find a present for my little boy, Thomas?
Stop pulling my bus. Here it is.
Oh, thank you.
We're just going to close it. Happy birthday to Thomas Henry, a bus driver.
Happy birthday to
you. Oh, excuse me, I just shut the doors.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Thomas Henry, the bus driver. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip. Hooray!
You can do it.
Hip hip. Hooray! Hip hip. Hooray! How old is Thomas the bus driver?
Four.
You're four?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're quite an old bus driver, aren't you, really?
Yes.
And are you having a birthday party, bus driver?
Yeah. You know what? For a couple lady, you've seen everything past the parcel. And you know what? I will give you some nice markers. You know what? You can keep them.
So we're going to do pass the parcel and you're going to give me some Smarties and I can keep them. But yep. Only if I'm a good girl. Mm. Well, I'm always a good girl.
Yep.
Do you think I'm always a good girl?
Yeah. I'm just going to get your sweeties. There you go. I'm just going to left them just on there.
You're going to leave them?
Leave them. Now let's go pass the parcel. This box is your Smarties, oh dear, there's one there.
You're pretending that's my Smarties, are you? The fridge man.
Oh dear, there's one there. Oh dear, your name. What a mess these are.
Are they a mess?
This one, here they are. Put them in there is a mixy mixy.
Alright, let's have a look at those, shall we?
Not now, because I might be cross.
Why might you be cross?
Because I don't want you to get a smoking now.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this bus.
Pass the parcel now.
Okay.
There's your parcel.
Thank you.
Now give it to me. Music to stop.
Oh, well, the music would stop now. You're holding it. Do you want to take a layer of paper off? And what have you got underneath?
Some sweeties.
Some sweeties. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Right, let's start music again. And then when music stops, we can open the parcel.
Stop the music.
Oh, the music stops and I'm holding a parcel. Wow. You know what I've got when I take the paper off? Lots of fridge magnets. An oil tanker, a bus, an ambulance, a mixer, a roller, and that says fire on it, a fire engine. And one more. It looks like an army tank. Oh, there's another one in here as well. Something with ladders.
Mummy.
Oh, it says repair van on that. Right, should we do passports again?
Yeah.
Well, the music stopped and you're holding it this time.
Sweeties.
Little sweeties. They look like fridge magnets, letters.
That one. Start some music. Moving it when I put the music lid on.
You've got the lid on the box, have you? The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day. Music stopped.
I just going to put these sweeties in my bus.
That's the Postman Pat theme tune now.
Yeah.
Shall we start music again?
Yeah.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Oh, it's your turn again. The music stopped.
I hope it's not your turn again.
Well, I don't seem to be getting many turns.
But it doesn't matter. After me, you can have lots of turns.
Well, it just depends when the music stops and who's holding the box at the time.
Yeah.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. Oh, it's my turn again. Ooh, I think I shall take from this box.
Not knots.
Well, I don't know knots. I was going to take a T if I could find one.
Let me find a T.
You found a T for Thomas?
No. I found one.
No, that's a M. That's in the word Thomas. Let's keep that out.
Look.
What's that? No, it's a K. Let's sign in with a letter that belongs to the word What's that letter?
T.
No, it's not T, that's the last letter of your name. S for snake and sweeties and sugar. Right, we'll put the lid on and the music can start again. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round.
Excuse me, Mum. You want to put the sweeties in my box and I won't eat them?
No, leave them here because I'm spelling the word Thomas.
You do some of them, I will keep them.
The music stopped on your turn. It's your turn now.
Of light, yeah.
We're going to find some more letters for the word Thomas.
Somewhere in the box there's a sweetie. I have one.
You find a letter from that box that helps to spell your name. Oh, I can see one on the top, a blue one. Huh. To her. That starts to spell Thomas, doesn't it? Right, would you like to choose another one as well?
Yeah.
Choose. No, Thomas, don't be naughty. Don't put them all on the floor. No, that's naughty.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't.
You won't?
No. I just want to get on with these rules.
You're going to break that bus tomorrow. You're going to break it. Look, there's one. Ah. T-O-M-A-S.
Just left your numbers on the bus. That's where you could be sitting.
Okay.
You left them on the bus.
Oh no. Guess what? I've left two numbers on the bus. I thought we'd got to the bit where the babies were going wah wah wah.
Stop it, you'll stop, Mummy.
Yeah.
Run.
Am I getting on or am I getting off?
Getting on, so just get your numbers, then I open the door.
Hello, bus driver, please let me in. I've left two numbers on the bus.
I just will find
it. I think it's letters actually, not numbers I've left.
Okay.
Oh, lovely. Let's see what these letters are. Oh no, one's an I and one's a G. That doesn't help us, well, Thomas, does it?
Yeah.
Never mind. Right, let's go to the bit where the babies were going wah wah wah, Thomas.
No, don't. I want to go.
That was the bumpity bump one. Ah, this was the wah wah wah.
No, I don't want to. I want.
Oh, but the next page is after the babies have gone wah wah wah, the mothers on the bus go shh shh. Look at this. This mummy's going shh, shh, shh. And this mummy's kissing her baby. And this mummy's putting a dummy in her baby's mouth. The mothers on the bus go shh, 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 shh. The mothers on the bus go shh, shh, shh. All day long. All day long.
Now.
Now what's on the next page?
Wow.
Oh, my mum, is that what they're saying? Oh, look, the bus is going round and round and round. This page has everything on that's happened on the bus so far. So what's that one?
No.
People are going out and in. People are getting on and off the bus. They're going out and in. What's that one? Oh, the driver's saying, move along, please.
A lorry. What's next?
What's next?
No.
I think it's the next page, isn't it? What's happening there? Well, that's the windows going up and down.
Where is the wipers?
That one.
Where does it go up and up?
No, on this one it doesn't. You can just see a picture of the wipers going swish, swish, swish. We've got two more there. Oh, that's the bumpity bump one. Bumpity bump, bumpity bump. And as they're going bumpity bump, the babies are going wow, wow, wow. And the mummies are saying
I want to do this one.
And then what have we got here?
I want to do this.
That's the bus finally getting where it's going.
Okay, I want to do this one. Look, that boy has got lots of kittens and things in the bus. And I'm bus, bus, that means my tail.
We haven't actually looked at, let's look at the kittens right from the start and see what's happening. Oops, did I just bump my nose then? I'm sorry, sweetheart. This is what the boy has in this box. Look. Look, we'll watch this boy.
Round, round, round.
The wheels are going round and round, aren't they? Look, this boy has got a brown cardboard box and he's rushing for the bus. And, oh, he nearly drops his box. And then he gets on the bus. And he sits down with the box.
Then I say...
And look, this is the one where for the first time we see that in the box, it looked like a brown paper bag, but it's actually a box, there are some kittens. And the white one seems to be getting out of the box, doesn't it? As the bus is going bumpity bump, bumpity bump. Do you think when the windows open that the white kitten actually jumps out of the bus?
I don't know. Can they just do something? I want to do...
This has look, Thomas, because here...
I don't want to look.
Look, when he's got to the library, the boy gets off the bus with the kittens and a big cat jumps into the box. And look, a man on the bus is saying, here you are, and he's handing in a little white kitten that's obviously... Oh, he's shouting, wait, you forgot this. And he's handing him the little white kitten. What do you think to that?
I want to do a wanker, a door.
The doors, are these the doors?
Hello.
Hello.
Sir. know where we stopped? But near a sweet shop and at the stop at the news agents.
You stop at the sweet shop and the news agents, do you? Yeah. And what do you buy the news agents?
What a lolly! I will get one, I'll pay it, and it won't be so long. I want me to get a stray cake.
Yes, that would be nice.
I'm just having one around me.
You're having a mint on you. When you're in the paper shop in the news agents, please could you buy Mummy a magazine and Daddy a newspaper?
There's one for you.
Thank you very much.
And there's one for me.
Right. We still have to spell the word Thomas, don't we? And so far, we've got the h, the m, the a, and it's.
But you don't want it.
A t and an o.
You want any more? I can put it back where it is. You want that, don't you?
These are the two we're looking for, a t and an o.
The
n o.
Is that
o? Are you sitting on an o, Thomas?
Let me feel. I can't feel anything. Just I'm going bumpty bump.
You're going bumpity bump, are you, like on the bus?
Da, 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 da,
what's
da,
making da. You go bumpity bump?
This!
It's a T! A T for Thomas. Shall we put that there?
On my head?
No, not on your head.
No, it was setting the engine fast and he dropped his mints and they were all dirty.
You're pretending they're mints now and you drop them, or do they get dirty if they go on the floor, don't they?
Doesn't matter. The driver said, don't open the door, don't touch anything else.
All right, I'll open the bus doors. I promise I won't touch. I'll just wait for the driver to come back because I want to pay the driver. I haven't taken my bus journey.
But he went to beep a horn, but it's not allowed any good.
I won't peep the horn, I'll just be good. I'll just stand and be very good and wait for the driver to come back.
I won't get knocked down.
Well, I'd hope I won't get knocked down because I think I'm standing on the bus steps, aren't I?
Yes, you are. But I won't trap you. There you go, just go.
Oh, gosh, you've got lots of mints. Now, let's see if there's a mint with a T and a mint with an O.
That one. Oh dear. Look.
Now that's not a tea, is it? We had the tea a minute ago. What's happened to it?
You know what? A car went a big blowick on and it's run over it and it's got hiccup it.
Oh no.
Doesn't matter. I find one. Oh,
you singing a little song?
No. How is it this one?
No. Oh, let's have a look. Sorry, I didn't see what you were
doing. Oh, I don't know. I just... It's I'm holding.
That's an O, oh, yes. T, H, O. We just need the T. Now the T.
Oh, there's a matter. I'm going to look it.
We just need the T, don't we? The first letter of the name. Are you found it? Wow, oh no, that's an R, darling.
Oh,
same colour, good try. Yes, that's it. You put that at the front of your name, and then we've spelt Thomas. Look at that.
You know what it says, Thomas, a bus driver.
Thomas the bus driver. Well, I'll tell you why. I think it's a bit unusual because all these fridge magnet letters are lowercase, aren't they? They're small letters, not capital letters. Okay, and when you've spelled your name before, we've always used capital letters, haven't we? We'll bring it to the table and we'll have a look.
That's Harold.
Harold the helicopter. Oh, now you've got it. Thomas the Tank Engine in the country. It's a sticker book, isn't it?
It's a sticker. Shall I get one off and put it stick on back?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Let's see what the sticker says.
Morning.
It is another busy morning at the station.
A mummy, a Thomas the Tank Engine was rolling and crashed.
Did to.
Yeah. So he put him back down onto a rail. No, that's not a rail, is it? That's a rail.
Do you know what this train says on it?
No.
Ben. I didn't know there was a Thomas the Tank Engine train called Ben. Did you know?
No.
You've got a friend called Ben, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's his sister called?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Woo! Woo! Bertie the bus.
Bertie the bus. Is Bertie a sticker?
Yes, he is.
All these things are stickers, aren't they? Goodness me. We've got... That looks like Cranky the Crane to me, is it?
It is.
Cranky the Crane and a boat. And that looks like...
Carriage.
A carriage. Is it Annabelle or Clary? Thomas's carriages.
That one is called Carrie. That one is called Carol. That one is called...
Harold.
The other one is called Harold.
Who's this? Is this Toby number 7?
No, that's number one.
So I really didn't know there was an engine called Ben. I wonder if Ben knows there's an engine called Ben.
Who?
Ben.
What Ben?
Ben Berry. Your friend Ben. Ben and Charlotte. Just saying, I wonder if he knows. He's bound to know, isn't he?
How does it go? Oh!
What's it doing?
Look. That controller.
That controller?
That controller is not a sticker. Oh no! Look, Bertie's had an accident!
Oh dear, what's happened to Bertie?
She's gone on the rails!
Oh no! Steady, darling, you're having an accident now. You're falling off, aren't you?
That's mummy! No! Crane is going to do it.
The crane, Cranky the Crane. Let me read what it says at the bottom.
Yeah.
It is another busy morning at the station. Passengers have been visiting. Well, instead of passengers, it must be a man and a lady. What shall we call them?
Harold.
Harold, or Harold's a helicopter. Let's give the gentleman and the lady a name. Think of a man and a woman that you know, a lady and a gentleman that you know.
Kira's daddy and mummy.
Kira's daddy and mummy. Okay. It is another busy morning at the station. Kira's daddy and mummy have been visiting the fat controller, who is their friend. Now they are ready to go home, but there are no trains. Bertie is not there either. The fat controller asks Harold the helicopter to help look for Thomas and his friends. Sorry, to look for Thomas and his friends. There is a sheep on the line, and so no trains can get through. Is this Percy?
Yeah.
Percy is hurrying to help, and before you can say chuff chuff, the sheep is back in the field, and Kira's mummy and daddy are brought home safely by Thomas and one of his carriages, which might be Annie or it might be Clarabelle.
Clarabelle. May, that's his Thomas, that's the Thomas.
Right, so let's start again. Another busy morning at the station. Kira's mummy and daddy. Where are Kira's mummy and daddy going to wait? You put the sticker where you think they should be waiting.
I think they could be waiting just there.
Do you? Do you not think they're going to be waiting at the station?
Where's the station?
The station's there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, there's a lamppost there. Shall we leave that on the platform? Didn't realise that was a sticker. They've been visiting the guard, who is their friend. There's the guard, look.
Look, the ladies and men are sitting on a roof.
Are they?
Yeah.
Now they're ready to go home, but there are no trains. Bertie, the bus is not there either. Where's Bertie? Where's the sticker with Bertie? There he is.
Doesn't matter. Thomas is coming.
The fat controller asks Harold the helicopter to help look for Thomas and his friends. Where's Harold the helicopter? Have you got that sticker?
No, it's Thomas.
No, oh, that must be one of the ones that's missing there, because there are a few that are missing.
Just Cranky.
Oh, no, there is a sheep on the line. Let's find a sheep and pop it on the line. Ah, there's the sheep, look. Where?
I'm going to put it just there.
Guess what? There isn't just one sheep. There's another sheep.
A flower.
It does sound like a flower.
It is.
They start very early around here, the fireworks.
Look. Look. You know, I see a little train, it comes the trunk and it's going to roll over. And what a big crash it was.
So it's going to be a big crash because of the sheep on the line.
Then a sheep in there. And then Thomas flew around and bashed onto the station's door.
Thomas the Tank Engine's bashed onto the station door? It's not very good, is it? Oh, it says Percy is hurrying to help, and before you can say chuff chuff, the sheep is back in the field. And the passengers, that's Kira's mum and daddy, are brought home safely by Thomas and
Percy. No.
Clarabelle or Annie?
Annie.
There's a little man here fishing, Thomas. What do you think he's fishing on that? Do you think he's sitting on that big rock fishing?
Yeah. Got on in bed and you know what, one came up then, and you know what, Thomas the Tank Engine, the carriages went up. Look, he's driving on the way.
Oh, is that because of the wind?
Yeah.
Goodness me. Shall we put a nice street lamp there? Because then it will light the way for the passengers waiting at the station and also so that the guard can read
the
watch.
It's blue and yellow, look, it flew away. And that one blew away.
Is it a very windy day then at the station?
Yeah.
What sort of thing is this, Thomas? Is this a storage tank? Has it got water in it? And what's that used for?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it looks like it's a very important part of the...
Not it sucks all the water up.
Ah, I see. Is that somewhere near the stream then, and it sucks the water up from the stream?
Yeah.
And then what does it do?
I don't know.
Do you think they use it for washing the trains, the carriages?
Yeah.
Well, we better put that somewhere right near
Mummy.
Them.
Thomas is there. Late. Where is Thomas?
Thomas, very late. I don't know.
There he is. That is. But where is...
Gosh, look, there's some boulders online now. And a lamppost. All these things have blown down. Can you see the little man in his boat? Is he sailing through the river?
You know what? When he came up, I blew him on a track.
Oh, no. The man sailing in the river, the wind blew him on the track as well. Gosh, no wonder the poor passengers are having problems getting home.
Then you know what? Bertie just fell on the way on the track.
Oh, no.
And then the duck fell on the track.
Oh dear, and what about the guard here waving his flag? Where's he? He could be here.
Yes, and then what, he blew on the track.
Oh no.
And then you know what? Then...
Let me guess. The engine called Ben.
And then he flew on an iron.
He fell on as well.
Oh no.
And then there's only one engine left, Toby. And let me guess what happens to him. Oh no, he's landed on top of all the others! Oh dear, dear.
Then one came, Cranky!
Cranky the crane came. Oh, I bet he lifts them all up, doesn't he?
Well, doesn't matter, I'm going to get the old.
Is he going to rescue everybody?
But he can't, then you know what, he blew on the track.
Oh no.
You want Toby.
And you know why, while all this is happening, and the little man sitting on the rock fishing, and the wind's not affected him at all, has it?
Then he blew that off, and then...
What's that that's just blown off now?
That.
Oh, that's it. That's one of the trucks, isn't it? The coal trucks.
And then he blew Toss on.
But the little man is still fishing.
Then you know what? The wind came up. I blew him away.
Oh no.
The fishing rod. Well, nobody can help now.
Nobody can help. There's even a sheep that looks like it's upside down. Do you know what happens to sheep, Thomas? If you see sheep in a field on the back,
yeah,
you have to turn them around the right way because sheep can't get up on their own. If ever you see a sheep lying in a field upside down, you will shout, help, help, sheep upside down. Because they need help to turn over, they can't turn over.
And can I a drink?
You'd like a drink? Yes, in a few minutes we'd like a drink.
Now then, you know what happened? Cranky and Crane say, Stitch coming. It was Cranky.
Can you see the big ladders leading up to Cranky?
You can be a driver, can't you?
Well, would imagine...
Crane driver.
Yes, I would imagine the snap ladders go from the ground up to Cranky the Crane's cab. Because the crane is such a long way up, the driver needs to climb into the cab, doesn't he? The legs of the crane are a long way from the floor. And then when the driver's in the cab, the crane part goes up a long, long way above the cab, doesn't it?
Yes. You can be a driver, can't you? I can be one, and you can sit next to me. I can be a driver.
Okay, you can be a driver, and I'll look out and tell you what we have to lift up.
Right.
Right, crane driver, there's an awful, awful mess. We had strong winds in the night, and all sorts of things have blown onto the line. I think we need help to lift. Toss the tank engine up.
Doesn't matter, I'm going to lift it.
You lift him, one at a time, because we can only manage one thing.
Nip.
Up he goes, up, up, up. Oh gosh, you're a strong crane, because apart from Thomas the Tank Engine, we've lifted up Annie or Clarabelle and the big water storage tank with a man on the side. What else have you lifted up, Cranky? Oh, we've rescued Toby, look. What else have you rescued? Ah, who's this?
Ben.
The engine called Ben that we knew nothing about. Ah, who's this?
Don't know.
One of Thomas's coaches. Bertie the bus, your favourite. Oh, what's about the little man fishing?
Doesn't matter, I'm going to rescue him.
Hey.
And you what, Mummy? I'm a lady.
Right, we've rescued the man fishing and one of the lampposts. There's still another lamppost lying on the line. The sheep seem all right, don't they? They seem to have been
affected. Oh, no, that one.
Well, the man with his boat, yes, he needs rescuing, I think.
And now we're not. Mummy and Isabel's daddy. It could be Isabel's daddy.
Is it Isabel's daddy? I thought it was... Kira's mummy and daddy, but it's Isabel's daddy, is it?
Yeah.
What's Isabel's daddy called?
Rod.
Daddy Rod. Did you see Daddy Rod today?
Yes.
Did you talk to him?
No. No, what? Gabriel on that line and Cranky. And that fell on the line. And that fell on the line.
Oh my God, they've just been rescued by Cranky.
Then, you know what blew up?
This is a favourite saying, isn't it? You know what? You know what? You know what?
And you know what, Mum?
No, Thomas.
All black blew away.
Everything blew away.
And Thomas the Tank Engine. You know what the window? It blew. It shut down.
Do you remember that story we used to read, Henry in the Forest? That was one of my favourites.
And me too.
I can't really remember it, but it was something to do with all the engines. Were all the engines asleep in the engine shed at the end of a busy day?
Okay.
And Henry particularly loved the forest, didn't he? Because his journey home was through the forest, looking at all the trees. And as the engines were in the engine shed, listening to the wind whistling outside, what sort of noise was it making? He was saying, oh, I hope the trees haven't blown down in the forest. And sure enough, the next morning, the trains all got up. And Henry's driver said, Henry, are you going to be busy today having to clear the line? There are leaves and twigs and branches everywhere. Henry was so upset, wasn't he, when he saw the damage that the wind had done. But anyway, they managed to clear the line. And before long, lots of new young trees were planted. And Henry was ever so excited because as he drove along through the country lanes, he could see all the new trees growing up, couldn't he? He could watch them grow. Do you remember that story?
No.
No?
But I want to
Buzz Lightyear, just mind the table now, Thomas.
Buzz.
Sit still.
The new the bus got on the railway track.
The wheels on the bus book.
And look, it in auto ended. It blew the puzzle into a great big sea.
It blew what into the sea?
A big bus. Blowing a big bus's sea.
The north wind shall blow, and we shall have snow.
No,
poor thing.
No, I should sing this one. We all on the poo, we got poo poos in. Kill.
Thomas, don't say that. Who's taught you to say kill?
I don't know. We're watching telly.
No, we're not watching telly now.
I want
to. No. Come on, let's sing the wheels on the bus. I thought that's what you're going to do.
I don't want.
The wheels on the bus.
Don't want to.
Okay. Round and round.
No, thank you.
Round and round. Oh, yes, bring that one. That's a nice little book.
No, this.
Oh, that's your watch from your panda watch book, isn't it?
Can I put it on?
Of course you can, darling, yes.
But I can't strap it.
Can't put the strap on.
I'm going to show Daddy my uniform.
No, you mustn't. Daddy's asleep at the moment. Mind you, having said that, there are fireworks going off outside. It's a bit early for fireworks, isn't it?
It is.
Why they let them off so soon? You can tell Purdy's going a little bit deaf, Thomas, because she's outside and she hasn't moved once. Normally she's frightened by those big bangs. Let's have a look at this smartwatch. Oh, beautiful. Do you know what the numbers say going around the clock face? What number's that?
Number one. Don't want to do any
more. 1 to 12. Can you count 1 to 12?
No, I can't. Yeah.
No, don't go upstairs, Thomas. You're not to go upstairs.
I want to watch telly.
No, come here, please. Thomas, come here. Don't you dare go upstairs. You've just been told not to. That's okay.
I just wanted to watch.
Would you like a little drink now?
Yes, please. I'm getting my watch undone. No. No, Mum. I can't go.
Mum. What's the matter?
I want to give you a hug.
You want to give me a hug? Why?
The first thing you do this.
You don't need to take the watch? Okay.
I don't know what to get milk on Mum's knee.
You'd like a drink of milk on my knee?
Yeah.
Okay, come here. Oh. Look, a nice teddy bear back there, isn't there?
I want to read this one.
The wheels on the bus again. You're not fed up with the wheels on the bus.
No.
What?
No, they left the door.
Oh, you did leave the doors open. I was just thinking that when we opened the bus book. The doors on the bus are open all the time. Open all the time. Open all the time. The doors on the bus are open all the time. And the passengers will fall out. Oh dear.
Here, this one. A bus driver's got his watch in the window, blue on the bus doors. A blue wind came up and blew a watch outside.
Is it the driver's watch that's blown outside of the bus?
And it shut the doors, the wind. You know what, Mum? Doors fell on there.
Oh dear.
And then look.
Oh!
What did the dad say? What's this, Mummy? Thomas?
What's happening now?
Oh, this is called a gun. It's not called a killing gun. Kill gun. It's called this.
Thomas, who's told you about guns?
Matthew.
Matthew? A nursery? Is it Matthew at nursery?
Mm.
Okay. Yes, Mummy. Have you had your hair washed today?
No.
I think you have. I washed it this morning.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I think so. It smells beautiful. Are you enjoying doing that?
That's a gun.
It isn't a gun.
It just isn't
a gun. It isn't a gun, Thomas. It's the bus doors that are opening and it's catapulting the watch in the air. It's not a gun.
Go, Mummy.
I think you're just being silly.
Nonsense, Mummy.
A
baby's on a bus. Go, Mummy, I want you, silly. Watch this. Put it round your neck on your hair.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. Be careful, you're going to break it. Round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Mummy, this could be your work, can't it? My work.
Can it be your work? When we were at toddler group, they used to say, the children on the bus went wriggle, 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 wriggle. The children on the bus go wriggle, 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 all day long, all day long. Right, I'm going to make that drink of milk now. Would you like that?
I'm just going to do something.
Oh, are you? What are you doing? Putting all the stickers from your Thomas Tank Engine sticker book into the wheels on the bus box?
No. You know what? He looked at his watch and said, 2 minutes, then it's home time.
Is that what they say at nursery? They look at the watch and say, 10 minutes, then it's home time.
10 minutes,
then it's snack time. Who says that, Miss Ashford or Mrs. Plantford?
I've never done my work, have I? You can be a teacher, can't you?
Yes.
I finished!
Well, I think it is time to finish now. And I think it's time for a nice drink, don't you?
Oh.
Okay.
I finished my work now. Say
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm here.